You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And that, again from the West End Jazz Band, is a remarkable arrangement by Mike Beason. And you may not even have noticed that there was no drum in there. The reason why is that both Mike and Andy Shum were playing horns, cornet on the on that piece, Harlem Speaks, and very lively. They don't need a drum. They got more rhythm than you or I or anybody else put together. And what a sound. As I say, John Otto on reeds there, you heard him. And Mike Walbridge on tuba, Frank Valteri on trombone, Leah Beason on banjo. Enough rhythm there without the drums, although the drums are good. So, but what can you do? That sounded, that you can't beat that. I'm so glad I captured that and able to present that to you here on Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and boy, am I glad to be here tonight. I'm glad to be able to bring this to you, because otherwise, you know, what would you listen to, Car Talk? This is not Car Talk, nor was meant to be. Maybe if I had somebody else to to talk with here, it would be kind of the car talk version of jazz. But I do what I can. That's my new thing, by the way. Speaking of the Coon Sanders Fest in Huntingdon, West Virginia, here is the Coon Sanders Orchestra in 1927, and I happen to pick this record up down there from veteran broadcaster Don Chichester, whom I also saw at the Record Bash in Iceland, New Jersey, or Iceland. it's not Iceland because there's no volcano, but here's Mine All Mine.
Thank you. What's that cheering all about? Why do all those people shout? Hear 'em bing, bang, banging on those pails. It can't be Hoover, can't be Ford. Everybody's running toward. Must be Lindbergh or the Prince of Wales. Is that him passing by? Say, folks, I know that guy. He's a big, big man from the South. Yes, a great big man from the South. He's got a big cigar stuck in his mouth, so I know that he comes from the South.
Adrian Schubert and his group, his orchestra, Scrappy Lambert on the vocal, Getting Hot, with The Man from the South with a Big Cigar in His Mouth from 1930. Now, that was not originally my 78. That was from the Jeff Healey collection. But I was looking for stuff with a cigar theme for some correspondents of mine who have the Small Instrument Museum. Professor Peter and his partner over there in Amsterdam, I believe they're linked on my Radiola blog. You should check them out. But they've had a couple of cigar box ukuleles, and we're looking for cigar-themed music. And that one is the best of the lot. A couple of other things in there, too, I was able to send them. Before that, and that was from 1930, if I didn't already say so, Ed Lloyd and his Rhythm Boys, and that is the California Ramblers, in case anybody's taking notes here, because they recorded that arrangement all over the place. Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me. Nice string bass on there, by the way. 1929. Sounds like Smith Ballou hanging out in the trio. Beginning with the Coon Sanders Orchestra. Probably Joe Sanders in there on the vocal, or maybe both of them. I don't know. I just have to go back and check once in a while. Mine, and you know, Carlton Coon and Joe Sanders, they both sang on these things. Mine All Mine, 1927. And this is Radiola, and I'm happy to be here. Oh, yeah. Always happy to be here. And I'm Andy Sr., and yes, it's a good year. There have been some interesting things occurring. But by and large, it has been a good year. Nora Bays, and this is why I say why worry, because that's what she says on Columbia in 1920.
Don't out your way. Why worry? It will come some other day. So if you happen to be caught in showers, hope will make you pretty like the flowers. There's just one thought worthwhile, that's to wear a happy smile. So why worry?
Telling the birds, telling the bees, telling the flowers, telling the trees. how I love you. How I love you, telling the moon, telling the sun, telling the stars, telling each one, how I love you. I feel so happy, and I sure will. I want the whole wide world to know it. The shady old nook, shadows that fall, little old brook, telling them all how I love you. You, through fields of golden flowers, where we spent sunny hours, I'm strolling along, thinking of you. I told a four-leaf clover, my lonesome days are over. I talk about you all the day through. Your mother and dad, even old Joe, jewelry store man, all of them know how I love you. How I love you, bought a new hat, a little white tie, a cutaway coat. I'm happy, oh my, how I love you. The village band rehearsing something. When they do that, it means just one thing. That low and grim tune, soon they will play. Saw Parson Brown, told him today how I love you. Telling all the little birds, telling the bees, telling all the pretty flowers, telling the trees how I love you. Tell it to the silvery moon, telling the sun, telling all the pretty stars, telling each one how I love you. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I feel so happy and I show it, show it. I want the whole wide world to know it, know it. Tell it to the shady nook, shadows that fall. Tell it to the babbling brook, fishes and all, how I love you.
The Melody Twins. I'm Telling the Birds, Telling the Bees, Oriole, 1926. Not acoustic, but close enough for this set. I don't know. I have to figure out who those guys are. I have to tune my ears a little bit more to these vocalists. Sometimes I can tell who they are. Some people are so obvious you cannot miss them. Others are require an aficionado's ear, which I'm trying to develop. I'm getting better. Before that, we had Al Jolson, and this is what I'm saying, because I got some good this is a good show, but I got some really good shows after this, so don't ever feel like you've heard the best, because it's still it's yet to be, but this is still pretty good. So it's a good show, but you ain't heard nothing yet, 1919. And beginning with Nora Bay's Why Worry? Yes, 1920. That's what I'm trying to do, though, in life. I'm trying to remove myself. I'm trying to remove myself from pain, and stuff, emotional trauma, and that's impossible, of course. But I'm trying to find a happy place in my life, and that's not always easy to do. I'm finding that physically. And I'm finding that in other ways, and I've finally got a handle on so many different things in my life. But yeah, you have to transcend the pain and the grief of your own environment and do stuff that's happy and positive, or at least get even. That's the other thing. This is Radiola, and we don't just get even; we get better. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm feeling good. Here's Earl Harlan, it says on the label, on a British, it's a panachord, but it's Don Redman and his orchestra, Harlan Lattimore on the vocal, 1932, Got the South in My Soul. Oh, this is a holiday song, all right. Mm-hmm.
When the dark night starts to fall in and the moon starts to roll, what is this thing that keeps calling? It's the south in my soul. How I long for the Delta. It's my home, it's my goal. Want to be safe in its shelter. Got the south in my soul. Too long I've lingered in the darkness. No matter what I've won, I want to say goodbye to darkness and spend all my days in the sun. Why don't you let me lay on the levee? Let me burn black as coal. I know my heart won't be heavy with the sorrow in my soul. In my soul.
That runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone, my lover's dream, lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned, to leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Oh, weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend, O willow, and weep for me. Thank you.
marvelous for words like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean they just ain't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Counterintuitively, we drift from Don Redman to Shep Fields. In 1937, Bob Godet on the vocal, that wonderful song, Too Marvelous for Words. Classic, classic stuff here. And I don't know why they always gave Shep the best songs to do, but he really did. He did all the really good songs on Bluebird. They were done in his own inimitable style, but at least there was no straw on that record. It was most certainly Shep, though. Before that, we had Ed Lloyd, which was actually Gene Cardos with Dick Robertson on the vocal. For some reason, I blanked on the name Dick. I don't know why. It sort of flew out of my head for some reason. Dick Robertson on the vocal, Willow Weep for Me. 1932. That's also off of Panacord. Now, Ed Lloyd here was Cardos, and previously it was the California Ramblers, and sometimes it's Freddie Martin. Ed Lloyd seems to have been a catch-all phrase or catch-all nom du disque for those who were trying to get away with something, but that was Gene Cardos, all right. Beginning with Earl Harlan, actually Don Redman, they were going to pull the Ed Lloyd thing on that one. Harlan Lattimore, Got the South in My Soul, 1932. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. And if you're interested in playlists for this or any other Radiola show, go to Radiola blog. Type Radiola into Google. That's the best way to do it. Or type in, if you want to type a lot, type in radiolablog.blogspot.com. Or if you want to type with a chance of getting the wrong thing, try radiolarhythm.com. This show is also available on Live365. Very easy to find the page, radiola365.com. Ah, yes, all those new domains. Those are the only domains I'm master of, I'll tell you that. And this is, oh boy, what can I say? We're doing good here. And the show is proceeding as it ought to. This summer, a summer holiday edition. Here's Connie Boswell in 1935. Not a very well-remembered song, but one that I think is very pleasant. And when Connie sings it, it's quite nice. Seeing is believing. See?
Never thought I'd see an angel, but seeing is believing. I began believing that moment I laid eyes on you. Never thought I'd be in heaven, but seeing is believing. Are my eyes deceiving? Isn't this paradise in view? My heart is in confusion. I've always had a doubt that anything like this could be. If this should be illusion, don't let me find it out. Don't take away my dream from me. Never thought I'd see an angel, but seeing is believing. You've got me believing. Began believing that moment I laid eyes on you. Never thought I'd be in heaven, but seeing is believing. All my eyes deceiving. Isn't this paradise in view? My heart is in confusion. I've always had a doubt that anything like this could be. Now, if this should be illusion, don't let me find it out. Don't take my dream from me. Never thought I'd see an angel, but seeing is believing. You've got me believing. Darling, in you.
Never thought I'd fall, but now I hear a call. I'm getting sentimental over you. Things you say or do just thrill me through and through. I'm getting sentimental over you. I thought I was happy, I could live without love. Now I must admit love is all I'm thinking of. Won't you please be kind and just make up your mind that you'll be sweet and gentle, be gentle with me, because I'm sentimental over you. I was just a mother who laughed at romance. I said it was not for me. Then you made your entrance and right at a glance, I knew this was meant for me.
Larry Adler in 1937, Gershwin's. I don't think you'd do much better than that under any circumstances. They can't take that away from me. Oh yeah. Lovely, lovely stuff. He really was amazing. I have to say, his sound was just to be able to get that out of a mouth organ. Is quite something. Before that, also high quality singing and playing. Leighton and Johnstone, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. And I think that was from about 1933. Dating some of these British 78s is tough if you don't have a master list or discography. Normally I'm fine because I go online. I use Tyrone Settlemyer's excellent 78 RPM discographical database. Tyrone Settlemyer has been working on that with some other people that have just it's invaluable, and you can find it fairly easily. I don't know if I have it linked, but it's and if you've got a record and trying to figure out who recorded it and when. That's the best. And, of course, all these other discographies I've got hanging around help, but the British stuff just kind of throws me. Beginning with Connie Boswell, Seeing is Believing. Seeing is Believing, both apostrophes, 1935. I'm Andy Senior, no apostrophes in there. This is Radiola with an exclamation point. That's like an apostrophe with a dot under it. So there's an apostrophe for you, an apostrophe in change. And we're coming into near the end of the show, and I've had a good time. I just love this music. It's beautiful holiday stuff. Not for any particular holiday, but it represents a good feeling for me. And here's Lee Sims, the brilliant pianist, in 1928, If I Lost You.
Don't be be afraid I'll betray you and destroy all the plans you have made. But even your scheme must leave room for my dreams. So when all I owe to you is paid, I'll still have something of my own. A little prize that's mine alone. I'll follow my secret heart my whole life through. I'll keep all my dreams apart till one comes through. No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till
Miss Anona Wynn. I've played a lot of her lately, but that's the capper right there. She's really puts her heart into that one. 1934, a Regal Xenophone. I'll follow my secret heart. Noel Coward song. Well, Noel Coward had a reason for writing that song, because he was living sort of a double life in that era, because I think you could still be put in jail for doing some of the things that he did, and that was unfortunate in those days. The same things that Oscar Wilde was sentenced to hard labor for. So people kind of had to watch what they were doing. So they lived surreptitiously, and they were always following their secret heart. Well, I follow my secret heart too, which has nothing to do with that, but most people don't know who I am, which is good. It's just that I just want to be a decent person and present myself and my music the best way I can. And a lot of people, I don't know, I had a problem recently with people who thought they knew me and could say things to me. But and the thing is, whatever goes on, we all have to find our own happiness. And those people, you know, I don't want to communicate with them anymore, but I've forgiven them, and I hope they find, I hope they find peace, and I hope they find understanding. That's all we all could hope for, and health. But you know, we have to live in our own bailiwick, and that's a little somber. But you know, what can you do? Sometimes I'm a somber guy, but before that, Lee Sims, If I Lost You, 1928, and this is Radiola. You know, it really is a happy, it was a good show. It was, you know, jazz in there and everything, and I figure this finish, you know, that, what can I say? Radiola, not on the air yet, but online and available. We have Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra in 1932. And I think this is true. It was so beautiful.
Thank you. It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you were mine, and you were mine. It was so beautiful, so marvelous, stars above us shone, we were alone, we were alone. The time was right, the moon was low, I held you tight, how could I let you go? It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you were mine, and you were mine. You are mine, and you are mine.